When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Creeps in the Crypt, everybody. As always, I'm Eric, and I'm joined by...
Christian!
And Bailey.
And we have a special episode for you tonight. It's the West Virginia Cryptid Jamboree!
Yay!
If I could get some, like, shotgun sounds, that'd be fucking great. So, yeah, we're gonna cover a few different cryptids from West Virginia that, we couldn't really get whole episodes out
of. Are you shotgunning this?
I mean...
Shotgun as a wedding with your cousins.
Yep, he's shotgunning this episode all day long.
Yeah, we're just kind of peppering in some like lesser-known cryptids. I wanted to cover Batboy from the Weekly World News, but I already knew it wasn't a cryptid because it's the Weekly World News. But there was a tabloid back in the day that had this picture, this... fucking child. If you, Bailey, Google Batboy Weekly World News and you'll see what I'm talking about. It is the funniest shit.
Is this gonna scare me?
No, it's the ones that are like Elvis is still alive and he's living with UFOs in Area 51 type of magazine. It's like Photoshop. This? Yeah, that's Batboy.
Shit?
Bat baby found in cave in West Virginia.
It literally says Bat Boy is a fictional creature. And they made a musical about it.
Yes, they did make a Bat Boy musical.
It's, you know who it's by?
Who?
Dick Culpa. Culpa feel on that dick.
Oof. I was going to say, that sounds like a porn star name.
It is hot.
It is hot up here.
I'm just too excited to talk about the crypts.
The cryptid jamboree. We've been drinking moonshine before this, so we are a little fucked up.
And Salem is...
Yeah, my half a shot really got me going. Yeah,
well, you know, Bailey's...
Sweet baby angel,
and just... She can't drink moonshine like that.
I never drink.
I know.
I can't tell what's funnier about that. Salem. The silence or Salem just purring?
Salem says, bitch, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
You a liar.
You was a lie.
I'm very glad that I'm not part of this cryptid situation because I feel like that you would put me in a category as a cryptid.
No. Just
your cooter.
Just your cooter.
Just your cooter. Just your cutie.
Fucking just find that shit in the Pine Barrens with the Jersey Devil.
Lord.
Hell yeah.
But
if the Jersey Devil wanted to fuck, would you do it?
Oh, fuck yeah. Which horn?
Big horse cock, flying horse demon.
All right, now that we've discussed bestiality.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, this is...
God, this is taking a dark turn.
So, girls, who's the most fuckable cryptid? Is that what this has become now? Like,
oh, God, that's funny.
It's definitely not the Flatwoods Monster. I promise you that.
Well, that's a robot alien.
No, he seems like
there's a robot alien.
He seems like
We covered the Flatwoods Monster in like
Googling
season
it.
One. You should probably go back and listen to our old episode.
He seems like a cuck. Like he would cuck.
You know, it's a floating space lizard thing. So.
Oh yeah, that's the one I'm fucking.
Yep. Mothman would fuck. Jersey Devil would fuck.
All right.
Before we go any further.
Fuck, marry, kill on cryptids.
Oh, shit.
I don't know enough.
Yeah, Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do. Just I can't remember off the top of my head. Wait,
are you doing?
I'm gonna look at a list.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah, fuck, marry, kill on cryptids.
Okay.
I want answers from each of you. Christian, you go first because you're more well versed.
Okay. Fuck, Jersey Devil, kill, Chupacabra, marry.
The purring.
Mary. Oh, shit. Hold on. Mary. Mothman.
Oh, there's pictures.
I am moth.
I am moth.
I am moth.
Okay.
That's the order that I would go in. Yes, Salem. We're aware. He's like,
I don't know.
He's like, yes. He's like, yes.
Can I fuck an alien? Does that count as a cryptid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Flatwoods
would be an extraterrestrial. Perfect. The Kentucky goblins are extraterrestrial in nature.
All right, I got it.
Indrid Cole is extraterrestrial. Possibly Valiant Thor.
Okay, so minus fuck an alien. Whatever alien cryptid. Doesn't matter. Whichever one presents itself first.
Because you know that dick's out of this world.
Out of this world. Marry the Yeti. And then kill...
a Yeti? Why a fucking Yeti?
Because they seem nice.
They're giant fucking murderous ape monsters.
They just seem sweet. Abominable snowman. So cute.
Snuggly.
Oh, okay.
Can I tell you my kill?
Yeah, who's your kill?
I think my kill is gonna be... Ooh, what the fuck is that? Mongolian death worm.
Oh,
that's God. My fucking kill.
I thought that you would be your fuck.
Fucking thing? True. Look at that. Maybe that should be my fuck. No.
I'm shocked neither of you picked Sheepswatch, and I find that just sad.
This list doesn't feel comprehensive.
Okay, so you have me and Bailey do it. What's yours?
Yeah, what's
yours? There's not enough female cryptids. They're,
okay, it goes...
They don't have to be females.
Go gender fluid.
Gender fluid?
Yeah.
Gender,
like, yeah, they could be any...
If there was a female of these cryptids... How cryptid
gay are you?
Oh.
Oh.
Well, you know, I feel like...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Mothman would be fun to hang out with.
You would marry
but Mothman. He wouldn't take care of me. Probably Sasquatch.
He would take care of me. Yeah, Sasquatch would be a good marry.
Sasquatch would be, like, the one that would take care of you and, like, you know, provide for you and shit.
Look at that thing. Fresno Nightcrawler. Y'all Google that.
Thing's got big legs.
That was almost my kill.
The Nightcrawler?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to
That's my fuck. Right. Look at those fingers.
That's the Kentucky Goblin, man. That's the alien.
Hopkinsville Goblin.
Yeah.
That. Look at them fingers.
Yeah, just...
That's my fuck, for sure. Ain't got no dick, but it's... I'm going to stop.
It's got magic fingers, though. Well... All right, then.
Where do we go from here? Mongolian death worm.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Anyway, so let's talk about some cryptids.
Yeah, let's get into some cryptids. Before we go any further, though, make sure you guys download the episodes. Make sure your auto downloads are on. Make sure you share the show because it really helps us out. And this is... We're having fun with this. We are.
And actually, I would like to hear from some of our listeners what they would fuck, marry, kill. Because that would would be interesting.
I'm going to post a question on our Instagram page. Creeps in the Crypt on Instagram. I will ask and take a poll. Who would you fuck, marry, kill for cryptids?
I love that. Okay.
So, yeah, we... Let's get into this. Chris, you had a story, though, that happened at the grocery store real quick. Oh,
this is really funny.
This ties into this.
It does. So, me and Eric went to the grocery store, and this girl with dyed hair and a septum ring, shout out, she was like, hey, how are you guys? And we were like, hi. And she's like, there's a guy inside that I want to... Should I give him my Snapchat, like... name and like add him, and I'm like, go for it. What does he look like? And she goes, it's the guy at aisle 4, and he is a broccoli headed with glasses dude with like the mushroom hair kind of switch. And I was like, yes, girl, go for it. He will probably ruin your life, but
was he cute?
He was decently cute.
That's the story.
Well, What did she get?
Oh, so we watched her beeline it for the vegetable aisle. And me and Eric were making a joke. We're like, yeah, go get that fucking cream corn and fucking put it up there.
She went and got pickles and bought like a jar of pickles. And I was like, she should have bought a box of condoms and a cucumber and be like, so what are you doing later?
What does this have to do with cryptids?
You'll find out.
Eric,
with our first cryptid.
Okay, great.
So, without further ado, I'm going to leave that hanging in the room. Take it away, Bailey.
I will. All right. So, West Virginia has played host to an extraordinary number of unusual creatures. They range from the widely known Mothman of Point Pleasant, Eric's favorite, to the Flatwoods Monster.
I have been mothing quite a bit in Fallout, so...
He's a Mothman. To the Flatwoods Monster in Braxton County. Few people, however, even within the state itself, have heard of the strange case of West Virginia's own Vegetable Man. Ah. I see. Sometimes referred to as the Veggie Man, this absolutely eerie West Virginia creature first appeared in 14 literature in a 1976 newsletter published by West Virginia's own controversial ufologist, Gray Barker.
Who we've mentioned before in like the Mothman series, the Flatwood Monster series. So
he's in it.
Yeah.
He's entrenched in ufology.
Ufology.
Which is what you do when you decided to like, you know, not be with your wife anymore and live a sad, lonely life.
Poor Gray. His life is gray. However, the encounter with the Vegetable Man actually dates back to nearly a decade before. The Vegetable Man, or Veggie Man, was said to be very tall, arguably over 7 feet, and thin with a semi-human shape. It also appeared to be partially plant-based.
Partially.
Beyond meat.
And possessed. Yeah, he's going to give you beyond meat. Baby, I'm going to turn that pussy into a salad shooter.
Oh, good lord. A salad shooter? What the fuck is a salad shooter?
You've never seen a salad shooter mm-hmm. before?
It's the thing you spin and it like gets all the water out.
It's a salad spinner.
No, it's you feed the vegetables into it and it shoots the vegetables out. It's like a food processor.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So if you want to like shred carrots and shit, it shoots them out into a bowl for you.
I will keep that in mind for any future man that fucks with me.
There you go.
So
fucking Lorena Bobbitt over here.
Hell yeah. It also appeared to be partially plant-based and possessed large ears with striking eyes that oscillated in colors, going from red to yellow rapidly. Its arms were thin and gave the impression of reeds by a riverbank. On the ends of its long fingers were suction cups, which had thorns protruding from them. In July of 1968, a local bow hunter named Jennings Frederick was roaming the woods outside of Fairmont, West Virginia. The U.S. Air Force veteran was hunting woodchucks, unsuccessfully, and was about to head back when he heard what was described as a high-pitched jabbering, much like that of a recording running at exaggerated speed. Just then, Frederick looked up and saw one of the weirdest creatures to ever have been reported in West Virginia, and possibly the whole country.
This is the most absurd cryptid I have ever read about. The fact that there's a fucking vegetable man, it's mind-blowing. Shit. It's pretty funny. I just imagine like a sentient stalk of broccoli walking around.
Yeah,
I
say like a celery stalk.
It's like got a carrot for a nose and like tomatoes for rosy cheeks.
So weird. Tomato titties.
Well, okay. I mean, I didn't know we were making this thing like Rule 34 on Vegetable Man.
What do that mean?
Rule 34 is one of the rules of the internet where if it exists, there is a porn made about it.
That's funny. That is true, though.
That is true.
So he described an extremely tall being, well over 7 foot high. Although it was vaguely humanoid in shape, the creature was extremely thin. Its coloring was a yellowish green, which in my mind creates a picture of a chlorophyll-based stalk of celery. So long ears and yellow slanted eyes were also noted, but the most horrifying feature of the creature seemed to be its arms. So the arms, which were no bigger around than a quarter, ended in what appeared to be three long, slender fingers tapering off into suction cups.
Kind of makes me think of like an insect in a way. Mm-hmm. How they have those like long, spindly arms and shit.
Ew.
Like a praying mantis almost.
Yeah. Like maybe it was one of them praying mantis aliens.
Could be.
Anyways. Frederick observed that he thought the being looked sickly.
Sickly?
Strictly dictly.
It's that half a shot of moonshine you had.
Get not on even our level. It was literally like an inch from the bottom thimble. Of the glass.
Bailey had a thimble of the moonshine. I really did.
So he looked sickly, which was confirmed with a strange telepathic message he received as the whirring, high-pitched jabbering increased. The message was, "You need not fear me. I wish to communicate. I come as a friend. We know of you all. I come in peace. I wish medical assistance. I need your help." This was a fucking alien.
"I need chlorophyll.
Help, sunshine, please.
Water my stalk.
Plant my roots."
Anyway, I got too into character for a second there.
I mean, really hey, felt it, we're know? Here for it. You know, we're doing method acting up in here. Just so, Daniel Day-Lewis, that shit lay as a piece of celery in your room for a week on your new bed.
Sorry, what?
Daniel Day-Lewis is like this dude that was big into like character. He still is. He's big into character acting. So he like method act where he's just in character the entire time.
That's so it's weird. Like,
"I'm a sentient piece of celery for the next 3 months. Refer to me only as Celery Man."
Veggie Man.
"I'm Veggie Man now."
All right. So Frederick didn't have the opportunity to make sense of what the creature was trying to convey before it reached out and wrapped its hand around his arm. The suction cups attached to his arm and began sucking his blood, sending a jolt of pain up the arm. However, as the blood could be seen seeping up through the creature's arm and body, where it reached the yellow eyes and began to swirl and oscillate. The hypnotic effect seemed to alleviate Frederick's pain as it fed on his blood for the next 2 minutes.
Vampire fruits.
Weird as fuck. When the vegetable man had finished its vampiric feeding of poor Frederick, it sprinted up a steep embankment and disappeared at a supernatural speed, leaving Frederick's arm in pain and with several small wounds where the creature had suckled. Suckled.
I like that. It's a great word.
Yeah. It reminds me of salad fingers.
Yes.
Yeah. That's kind of what this guy
yeah,
is.
Yeah. It kind of feels like salad yeah. fingers, huh?
It's just their suction cups with hooks on them.
Rusty spoons.
All right. Anyways.
I love it. I miss the old internet.
Oh, so good. Before fleeing the scene himself, Frederick heard what he interpreted as the creature's craft being propelled by a propulsion system. No one ever saw the vegetable man again, and it's understandable why Frederick would wait so long before telling his unbelievably weird story of what seems like a close encounter with an extremely odd creature from another planet.
Yeah, how do you go around and have people take you serious and be like, "I got sucked by an alien"?
I don't know. I just feel like this is like very similar to like the mantis alien species. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, the insectoids.
Or whatever they're called.
Maybe. Yeah, they're very freaky. But yeah, now that makes sense. God,
if those aliens are real and they ever come to Earth, I'm gonna shit my fucking pants.
They remind me of the Gromflemites from Rick and Morty.
Yeah. That's the I think
the bug aliens.
Yeah. I recall. So if hungry for another cryptid festival, coming July 13th, Veggie Man Day will be held at Frank and Jane Gabor, West Virginia, Folklife Center in Fairmont. The event will be free for all ages and will run from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So our next cryptid.
Hold on. Before we go any further, the fact that they're giving like this one-off cryptid a fucking festival day. I love it, dude. I wish we could like book a whole year of just West Virginia cryptid festivals, because there's like
they goddamn, have like a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a ton of them.
Oh, we should go to one.
We need to go to Mothman.
Okay.
It's in Point Pleasant, but
when is it?
I want to say it's in September.
We should go. Well, I'll be at Lost Lands in September.
Well, next year.
Okay.
We could do next year.
Let's do it.
But I mean, there's like, there's tons of cryptids. I picked three of the ones that there's the least amount of info on. There, this is like a grab bag episode.
Yeah.
But
well, that's good because they probably don't get a ton of coverage anyway.
They don't. So. And it's like one of those things where it's like we want to cover these. They were on the list, but it's just like, there's not enough. I kind of patchwork notes together. The Mothman
Festival is an annual event held every third weekend in September.
Every third fucking weekend?
Yeah, in September. So the third week of September.
I was saying, well, there's only 4 weeks in a month.
Yeah.
I was thinking like in September.
Yeah, but it's the third week.
There were multiple weeks. Like,
you okay?
Week one of September, week two, week three.
I wish it was every third weekend. I'd be like, yeah, we could go. What's funny about the Fallout game, though, is they put the statue of Mothman that's in Point Pleasant in the game.
Cute.
And there's like a can of beans sitting next to the statue in the game, so now it's a thing to like leave a can of beans at the actual Mothman statue.
I like that. Okay.
It's pretty fucking funny.
So for our next cryptid, the Snarly Yow. Yes, that is what it's called. Snarly Yow. This exciting creature likes to haunt Harper Valley, West Virginia. It is a dog-like beast that walks on 2 feet like a human. Ew.
Werewolf.
In the 1700s, German immigrants settled in the Potomac?
Yes.
Nice. Valley area. Soon after, sightings of the Snarly Yow started. The German settlers brought their stories of this creature with them. It got its name because of the yowl it makes through a mouth filled with teeth. What is unusual about this cryptid is that it isn't physical. Somehow it appears and then disappears at will. Sounds like a ghost or a spirit, right? Except this ghost haunts multiple areas, whereas most ghosts haunt a single location. There have been sightings in West Virginia, Maryland, and Virginia. It likes the mountains, as the reports are from Blue Ridge, South Mountain, and the mountains of Harper's Ferry. Tales the German settlers brought with them tell of a dog-like beast that appears out of thin air. It can change its size and then disappear instantly. Legend says the beast lurks on the old roads leading into town, waiting for that unsuspecting motorist driving home late at night. Then it leaps out in front of the poor driver. That is literally my fucking nightmare.
It's like anytime I'm driving at night, I am on fucking edge.
It's so scary because like I always think about how there's probably people who like do sex trafficking or whatever and they'll like
throw a dead deer out in the road.
No. They'll, like, block your car.
Oh, yeah.
So that you can't go anywhere and then, like, pull it behind you, right? And then you can't go fucking anywhere. So that's when I get scared and I think about that all the time.
Yeah, that's some real world shit, man.
I am very scared of the dark, but
I mean, I hit a deer going 75 one time and just kept going. I had a bitchin' hood ornament for about 3 miles.
That's crazy. Wow.
Okay. It was a baby deer.
Bambi.
Well, I could hit one of the two baby deers or the mother deer on the side of the road. So I was like, well, I'm just going to aim for the smallest one.
Okay. All right.
I didn't want that much damage to my car.
Moving swiftly along. So numerous reports from witnesses tell of how they thought they hit the beast, then seeing it in their rearview mirror, standing on their hind legs, staring after them. There are many stories from the 1700s about run-ins with the critter. People out walking or riding horseback report when the mysterious dog-like creature appears. It follows them while they are walking and then spooks the horses when they ride. Sometimes it appears briefly and then just disappears. Variations of the story report scared hunters have fired at the beast, thrown rocks and sticks at it, but everything sailed through its body. The one constant theme is that the Snarly Yow disappears in front of them. More modern reports are about how drivers run over a dog and get out of the car to check the damage and look for the animal. Except there's no damage and there's no body. Even scarier is that the dog-like creature appears near them and sometimes snarls at them. An interesting fact is it has never attacked anyone. It appears and it chases cars, paces horses, but has never attacked anyone. It also seems to really like sites of conflict, appearing at sites of several Civil War battles. Harper's Ferry is one of these many sites, and there are many Civil War sites from West Virginia to Maryland. This story is pretty similar to how the Mothman appeared before the Silver Bridge collapsed in Point Pleasant. A plaque by the road at a local battle site near Boonesboro, Maryland, says, "Beware of the snarly yowl." Legend has it that the shadow of a black dog used to prowl the heights of South Mountain. One night, a huntsman, famous as a sure shot, encountered the beast. He aimed and fired his rifle. The shot went right through the animal with no effect, so he fired again and again, each shot passing through the shadowy beast. Finally, overcome with dread, the huntsman fled. The snarly yowl fits the description of other urban myths like the British black dog. In those tales, the black dog-like creature usually appears when someone's death is imminent. So there's that.
There's that.
There's that.
And, I mean, we've covered other, like, dog man cryptids, like the Beast of Bray Road. And in that episode, we had somebody ask us to cover the Michigan dog man, but I'm like, we kind of covered that already in that one episode. But the weird thing about this is it's incorporeal. So it doesn't have a physical body. I've never heard of a ghost cryptid other than this thing.
Weird. All right. So our next cryptid, or possibly cryptids, are the White Things of West Virginia.
This is our final cryptid of the West Virginia Cryptid Jamboree. Bing, 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 bing. Let me get the song going again.
You got it. Yeah, 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 yeah. I could shake my ass to this.
I would throw that ass in the circle.
Throw that ass in the circle to the banjo.
We're going
to
see who can do it better after this episode's recording.
All right, so the next cryptids are the White Things of West Virginia. What are the White Things? No one knows exactly.
They're a mystery.
Ooh. Some are described as devil dogs. Others described them as sheep squatches. These White Things...
Which we covered the sheep squatch in our first spooky season.
Yeah, we did. I was there for that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Totally were.
I was here.
Yeah. In spirit.
You should definitely go back and listen to that.
Wow. Is that what you did the whole episode?
Oh, yeah, yes. Dude. I was just goat noising the entire time.
Lovely. Have you ever played the goat game, Goat Simulator?
No.
Oh, it's so fun.
But you can drop a nuke in it. I know that.
Hell yeah.
But I was like, Jim Brewer used to do a character on like SNL called Goat Boy. And that was the inspiration for that.
I see. So the White Things have been spotted and described again and again in West Virginia lore, all the way back to the legends of the Native Americans and all the way up to modern times. Some have canine features, some feline, some humanoid, all with long, shaggy white hair and large fangs. They scream blood-curdling screams. They attack brutally and ferociously, tearing at neck and skin, but leave no mark. They are omens of death, inhabiting dark, isolated woods and cemeteries. The area of Morgan's Ridge, where most of the White Thing sightings occurred, was one of the earliest sites of coal mine development in the region that became West Virginia. The first coal mining operation west of the Allegheny Mountains. Allegheny?
Well, I mean, we did cover that Allegheny.
Maybe that's what it is. It's Allegheny Mountains.
Yeah, because there's a mental institution there that we covered.
Scary.
You know, last fall.
Lots of fuck shit happening. Anyway.
It's true.
was developed near Fairmont by James O. Watson in 1852, and by the turn of the next century, the same town was the leading producer of coal in the new state of West Virginia.
Coal country.
Coal mines appeared throughout Marion County during this period as part of the Fairmont coal field, a seam of coal that also ran through Monongalia, Harrison, Preston, Barber, and Taylor counties as well. These new mines needed more labor than local workforces could provide.
And if we mispronounced that first one.
Monongalia.
Sounds Italian.
Monongalia. Belegged. All right. Have you ever seen
Jesus
that?
Jesus Christ.
Belegged.
Cryptid.
If you know, you know. These new mines needed more labor than local workforces could provide, and the wave of immigrants arriving from Eastern and Southern Europe provided it. Many of the workers in the coal mines of Marion County hailed from countries like Italy, Poland, and Hungary. Frank Kozel was one such worker. Born in 1893 in the Croatian province of Dalmatia, Kozel arrived to the United States in 1914. At the time of his migration to North America, Dalmatia was torn by rival factions on the question of national independence. Prior to World War I, the province was controlled by the Austro-Hungarian Empire, but a considerable portion of the population favored the establishment of a separate state for ethnic Croatians. To complicate matters further, the neighboring county of Italy had its own designs on Dalmatia. As with the question of Serbian independence, the question of Croatia and Dalmatia's future culminated in the violence of the First World War. After Serbian nationalist Gavrilo Princip assassinated the Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand in 1914,
getting some World War I history here,
and set in motion the events that led to World War I, Italy sided against Austria in the hopes of gaining control of Dalmatia. With war on the horizon for its homeland, Kozel pulled up stakes and crossed the Atlantic Ocean. By 1920, he was living in a boarding house in Bidwood, West Virginia, but within a few years, he had relocated to Fairmont, where he met and married Beatrice Dukish. Moved into her family home and started the family. It was around that time that he also began working at the Consolidated Coal Company's Jordan 93 mine, just north of Rivesville, West Virginia. One night in July of 1929, 2 years after his daughter's birth, and the same year as his son's, Kozel ended an 11-hour shift at the Jordan 93 mine and began his walk home. It was a 6.5-mile walk and would take over 2 hours to complete, so Kozel chose to avoid the unshaded road in favor of a shortcut through the woods on Mount Morgan's Ridge. Partway through his trek, he encountered a beast about the size of a large dog with white hair, a bushy tail, and sharp teeth. Before he could react, the animal pounced on him, and though he swung at it with his lunchbox, he couldn't make contact. Kozel attempted the escape to escape the creature by running away, but it continued to attack. As he reached the outskirts of a nearby cemetery, however, the attack ceased and the animal disappeared.
Hollowed ground, it couldn't cross in.
Ooh. Looking himself over.
I just came up with that. I just like made that realization.
It's pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Looking himself over, Kozel was astonished to discover that he had no injuries from the attack. In fact, he had no marks of the incident whatsoever. He rushed home to a sleepless night and never took the same shortcut home from the mine again. Kozel's story, recounted decades later by his daughter, paralleled other sightings of the white thing or sheep squatch along Morgan's Ridge. Such tales describe a creature that tears apart other animals, particularly livestock like sheep, hence its nickname, but leaves no mark on human beings. Hunters, farmers, and travelers alike have claimed that they were attacked by, or saw, a large white beast with an eerie scream at various times throughout the 20th century. Such accounts have become a well-established pillar of West Virginia's folklore. One more story that hints at the mysteries... Uh-oh.
I fucked up!
Hold on. I lost it. I don't know where it went. Oh, I found it. One more story that hints at the mysteries still hidden in the deeper reaches of Appalachia. While many believe such stories, the area's teenagers are apparently not among them. Hearing the earliest stories of White Thing encounters, they apparently ran through the countryside of Marion County at night, banging on the outside of houses and shrieking to make their neighbors believe in the monster's existence. At the height of the sightings in the 1920s and 30s, it no doubt spread fear and confusion. Decades later, when the youths finally admitted their part, it was evidently cause for considerable amusement. Whether you believe the legend or not, however, the hunt for the Sheep Squatch can continue today along Kozel's route home on US 19.
What's crazy, though, is like it's described in his story as like a dog type creature, but there's other stories out there and there's a ton of them, like too many for me to sift through to do the notes on this. One of the most notable ones that I didn't put in the notes that I want to talk about, though, was...
You just said it was notable. Why didn't you put it in the notes?
It's
notable,
but it doesn't say who the person is. Like, just a person said it.
Oh.
Gave this, like, testimony in the 90s about seeing a big white sheep squatch in the TNT area of Point Pleasant in 1974, which is the same area that Mothman was sighted in. So the fact that these things are all over the place, but really I just kind of think it's just hillbillies seeing
albino animals. I mean, they're on lots of meth.
Well, that and painkillers, but I'm from West Virginia, so I can fucking say that a little bit. Lots of painkillers, but yeah. This is happening before all that. This is like way early on, but it's probably just weird fucking creatures just out in Appalachia, because we all know the stories of Appalachia. It's if you hear your name, no, you didn't. Don't look in the trees. That type of shit. That's
so scary to me.
Yeah, I don't want anybody like going, "Hey, Eric," while I'm out in the fucking woods when I'm there by myself.
Shit,
I would like freak the fuck out.
I'd throw up.
I'm good. I'm good on all that. That's why I don't go camping.
Stop.
Eric's not an outside person.
I don't.
Me neither.
No desire to ever go fucking camping.
Uh-uh.
Like those festivals where you have to go camp for 3 days. I'm like, I'm good.
That's different.
No.
I do that. It's different. I'm telling you. Have you ever done it?
No.
It's different.
I don't go camping.
It's different.
I'm gonna be on hard drugs.
It's like one big sleepover. In the woods. It's fun. It's not the woods. It's like a big fucking parking lot, basically. It's fun as fuck.
Mm. All right.
Anyway.
But yeah, that's the West Virginia Cryptid Jamboree, everybody.
Woo! Yeah.
So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you guys like this one, let us know. We'll do another one. Because there's some more cryptids. It might not be West Virginia themed, but it might be Appalachia themed.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let us know, and we might do another one. But we got some fun cryptids planned for this spooky season. So, without further ado, though, Christian, do that thing that you do.
Thank you for coming on this journey with us. As you know, I am reputable cryptid lover. I love my cryptids. So this was right up my alley. And if it's right up your alley as well, make sure you guys follow the podcast. And if it's not up your alley, shame on you. But we have other episodes.
Shame on you.
we got serial killers coming up.
If it's not up your alley, fuck you.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah. We have other episodes that may interest you. And if they do interest you, if you leave a like, if you leave a follow, we appreciate it so much. And we love you guys so much. And stay creepy.
Stay spooky.
Stay strange.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Yeah.